case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie out again today, just Gibbons and I.
Who's popping out a baby? Where's the baby watch? Oh. Is there a webcam? Where can I get access to this? I want to know. I want details. I have questions.
Okay, one of the most famous... what's it called when the baby's inside? Fetuses. One of the most famous fetuses.
Famous fetuses.
The famous fetus is about to be born. Whose baby is it?
Who's?
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, of course.
Yes.
How do we know that the baby is probably on its way very soon? Because you might remember a few weeks ago, the royal couple announced that they were not going to say exactly when they were due. And the baby would just be born and then we would find out.
Okay.
But it's 2019. And there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah, there are.
And there's people everywhere.
Yeah.
And we now know that Meghan Markle's mother is in the UK, which means the baby's coming any day now. This is the official Royal Baby Watch.
Didn't we fight a long, hard war back in the 1700s to get away from these Brits? Why do we have to care about their babies? Why?
Because babies... We care about their weddings,
yeah,
their babies, and their funerals, okay?
I would be more apt to care about a Kardashian baby than I would about a British baby. That's how much I hate the British.
You gotta remember, Riggs.
These colors don't bleed. Colors don't run.
This is not just a British baby.
Don't tread on me.
This baby is half American, Riggs. And the better half of it. The winning half of it.
The good-looking half of it. The female half of it, yes.
The half of it with good dental hygiene.
Yes.
That one's going to be American. And going to be one badass
kid. Turn me around, Gibbons. You turn me around.
It's Baby Watch 2019. When will the royal baby come? I don't know, but I'm going to sit here and wait for it to happen. Any day now.
I feel like she's been pregnant. I feel like this with every royal baby. I feel like they're pregnant for years. Years. Then all of a sudden it's like, here's the baby, and it's done.
Because you know what? Because they announce, like, hey, we're pregnant.
Yes.
Hey, it's born. There's nothing in the middle. So, like, the world revolves, and you feel like a year and a half has gone by when it's only been 9 months.
All right.
Time flies.
The Markle baby watch, the famous fetus.
Oh, man. The famous fetus is coming.
We'll let you know as soon as that thing pops out.
Hell yeah.
With his bad hygiene and all.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What a nice weekend we had.
Bro.
Such a good weekend.
Mm-hmm.
My good news is that I finally got to skydive after almost 6 months.
Bro.
It was almost 6 months. I was starting to Jones hardcore.
Is that the longest you've gone without jumping since you started?
Yes. It is the longest.
Man.
The longest I've gone. Almost 6 months, but it was so good. Because Saturday was perfect.
Yeah.
And there were no clouds, and the wind was a nice little breeze, and I got to jump out of a perfectly good airplane and land safely on the ground. It was amazing. Jump number 479.
Oh, my God. So close to 500.
I'll be at 500 this summer. Don't worry.
Did you have the Easter jump like you guys have every year?
Yes. Yesterday that happened in East Troy. The Easter Bunny jumped.
I was going to have the Easter Bunny jumped.
Mm-hmm. Landed in the backyard without any incident. It was great. The kids ran out and attacked the Easter Bunny right afterwards. He's trying to get his parachute together and the kids are like, we want candy. We don't care about you anymore.
Damn straight.
It was great. Mm-hmm. So Scott in Milwaukee and East Troy, like everybody from East Troy was there because when the weather's nice, they come out in droves.
Oh, for the event?
Yes, but when the weather sucks, nobody comes.
Of course.
Like, nobody wants to stand at an airport when it's snowing like last year.
No.
This year, perfect. Thank you, weather, gods, or whatever.
Thank you, government.
Thank you.
You know the government is the one that controls the weather, so you should thank the government for that.
The government controls the weather?
Everyone knows that. Come on, Riggs.
Now put on your tinfoil hat and tell me your good news.
My good news
is
that my place got a little bit of a makeover over the weekend.
Did it now.
Our patio outside is officially all springed up. We ripped up the old carpet that was there. There was like this rug that was out there that was super old. Been out there probably forever.
Yeah.
We ripped that bad boy up. We replaced it. We put some foliage out there. We got some plants out there. Some fun little designs. We are just so springy. You can see our place from like 3 blocks away. It's bright. It's bright and shiny.
The brightest one on the block.
You're damn right it is.
It is the Gibbons' house.
Can't stop. Won't stop.
They care about their roof. We don't.
We go hard in Stallus, baby.
I like that.
That's why we Stallus.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday morning. And always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
We're not known for the smartest criminals ever.
No.
In Wisconsin.
Or anywhere.
Right.
So criminals are dumb.
A couple guys that are in in trouble. Like the Brookfield man who was breaking the measles quarantine that happened a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
He's seeing a judge today. Yeah, the guy was on measles quarantine, decided to go to a Gold's Gym in Waukesha.
Hey, he was feeling a little cabin feverish. Come on, he had to get out.
No, so he hid in his wife's car. She's also under investigation as well. So
what?
Video. Yeah. How much money are you possibly going to get from a video game coin machine? Maybe, what, $15?
At the most. At absolute most.
And that's really high because, what is it, a quarter, 50 cents to play a game?
Yeah.
So they tried to get into one. They got successful. Used a coat hanger to open it up. Tried to get into a second one. It didn't work. The guys left. They found like a pamphlet from some car dealership down in Chicago or something.
Oh my God.
So they're thinking these guys are from Chicago. They're not sure. But if you know anything about these clowns that broke into a coin machine at an Econo Lodge in Sheboygan, let the cops know. Yes, Gibbons.
Leave it to some fibs like that to
right.
be the dumbest criminals on earth.
It would be.
A, hotels, there's cameras everywhere. And in the video, these guys aren't wearing disguises.
No.
No masks. No nothing. B, you're gonna steal from a video game machine at it.
Good job. You got $9.
Idiots. Yeah, right.
$9.
And you're going to do 15 years for that $9.
Too. Yes.
Congratulations, you
right.
fibs.
Way to go, Sheboygan fibs.
Seriously.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Yeah, Allie's out for today. She's back tomorrow. Gibbons, what happened?
Well, the second weekend of Coachella was obviously this past weekend.
Yeah.
And Sunday, Easter Sunday, started off with a bang, dude.
Oh.
9 a.m.
Yeah.
It was time for Kanye's Sunday service.
I saw that.
Everybody was there. The Beavers, Justin and Haley, yeah. Lil Pump,
yeah.
Willow and Jaden Smith, 2 Chainz, Kid Cudi, Childish Gambino,
yeah.
Chance the Rapper. You
yeah.
name them, they were there, along with 100,000 people. First
Jesus.
Thing in the morning, everybody jumps up. Kanye's out there doing Jesus Walks. He's got a full choir, a full orchestra going on. It was maybe, in my humble opinion, the greatest sermon ever delivered. You know why, Riggs?
Why?
Because after they had the performances, and after Kanye does his thing and Chance the Rapper performs, you know who stepped up and delivered a legitimate service for a sermon for like an hour long?
Wow.
An entire giant prayer?
What's that?
DMX himself showed up.
Did he really?
He got his way out of jail, which I'm guessing he was in because the dude's always in jail. Showed up and did a full hour-long sermon that was so great
yeah.
that it moved Kanye West to tears.
Did you see that Kanye West was selling church merch?
No.
That's what I was looking at right now as you were talking about Kanye West church service, because now that you've told everybody about this service,
yes.
allow me to tell you how much he was charging for his church merch.
Are you serious? He has actual merchandise?
Oh, 100%. He has church socks, Gibbons.
Oh my
How much
God.
Do you think he was charging for church socks? Kanye West church socks.
Okay.
One, it says Jesus and walks on the socks, and then church socks on the other pair. How much for those church socks?
Well, if they're Kanye West, they say Jesus walks in church socks. I'm going $100 a pop for those.
$50 for Kanye West church socks. $50 a pair.
I was being facetious.
I know.
Oh
I was not.
Oh, my God.
How about a sweatshirt that says Sunday service at the mountain? On the back and on the front, it says Holy Spirit.
Oh,
how much for the gray one?
That's got to be $300.
$165.
Oh my God, Kanye!
But if you want the darker color, it's $225. How about some church service, some Sunday service sweatpants, huh? $75 for those bad boys.
And you,
and people were opening up their wallets and paying for this stuff.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And people were putting it on back order too. Other people were just taking pictures and doing it for the gram. But
hey, listen. Listen,
come on, man.
He's freaking Yeezy, and he's got his Sunday service. Yeezy has risen on Easter Sunday, and he's selling enough merch to...
If you're going to start preaching with the Lord and stuff like that, I hope that some of that money was at least going to help like people that need it, like families maybe, or was it going all to Kanye?
Hey, Kanye's got a giant family. He's got a wife. He's got
I'm
kids.
I'm sure, yes.
They've got a family. He's got nieces and nephews. He's just trying to pay his rent and feed his family.
$50 for church socks? Get out of here, man.
Yeah,
get out of here.
That's a little much. Just a little bit.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So first of all, adult Easter egg hunt did not happen this weekend in my neighborhood.
What
because
the hell?
They pulled the rug out. They just said decided they were not going to do it, and they gave no explanation. And I'm not happy with my neighbors for not doing it.
Your neighbors suck, dude.
Yeah, they do a little bit. I was excited about it, too.
I was pissed I didn't get an invite, but now it didn't. Oh, I almost cursed. Didn't happen. That's fine.
That did not happen over the weekend.
What the hell?
I was kind of bummed about that.
Rightfully so.
But one other thing that I was going to do in the yard, and I hesitated because I didn't want to curse the city. Setting up the backyard for summer.
Yeah?
Or the patio for summer. We did not do it this weekend. We were very close to doing it this weekend, but I want to know if anybody else just pulled the trigger on summer already.
Okay.
799-1037, or you can text us 71037. Did you start getting things ready for summer this weekend? Because it felt like the kind of weekend where you could get a lot done, be like, all right, we're going to put out patio stuff, like the umbrellas in the backyard if you have a patio thing, turn on the air conditioning maybe, all that kind of stuff. Did you do any of that over the weekend? I did not. I was very much tempted to do so.
Oh, dude. When I say I mean my girlfriend, was totally inspired.
Right.
And we completely reinvented our patio.
Bro.
We got a new little rug out there. We got three plants. We have three plants outside now.
Are they real plants?
Yeah, we got two ferns and some kind of purple and yellow one.
Right.
And then we got our table set up, we got chairs set up, we got one of those beach chairs. Oh man,
my thing is I don't trust Wisconsin at this point in my life. I don't trust it. I don't trust it to throw another wrench at us. And I hope that we're out of the woods, and I'm pretty sure that we are, but I felt that by doing that, I was just going to have to put it back away, and I was going to be disappointed. I didn't want to do that yet.
I'm 100% scared to death that maybe the plants might die, but we've got plants out there now, and hopefully they stick around.
799-1037. I want to see if anybody was on my side, if they maybe did it this weekend or not. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who is this?
This is Chris. What's going on, guys?
Not much, Chris. Did you set up patio stuff this weekend? Did you get summer ready to go, or are you holding out?
I just got winter done. I just took my Christmas
lights
down.
Did you really?
You know what? I swear to God, I am glad I'm not the only one who, and I didn't want to admit it, but if Chris is going to admit it, I took my Christmas lights down this weekend finally as well.
Did you really?
Yep, they haven't been on for 3 months, but they've been hanging up.
Well, I got news for you and Chris on the phone. There's still a family holding out over here on Grange, over by the radio station. Over here on Grange Avenue, I crap you not, they still have blinking lights as of this morning.
You guys are crazy.
Chris, thanks
for
calling.
They're actually on? They're still on?
100%,
guys?
Yes, they were on this morning, yeah.
Hey, man, Christmas spirit never stops.
They're being stupid moron.
Right? You know what? I'll take a picture of it tomorrow morning. I'll put it on our Facebook page.
Oh,
I promise
God.
You. I almost did this morning because I was like, you know what? Props to you.
Too funny.
Bucking the system.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling, Chris. We're talking about getting summer, the jump start on summer this weekend, if anybody did it. Yeah. I did not. Chris said he just took down his Christmas lights. We got a text to 71037. What's up?
Somebody at 71037 said, yep, put our daughter's trampoline up and put our patio furniture together and cleaned up the yard.
There you go.
All right.
Getting stuff done over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Kiss FM.
Hey, this is Mike.
Mike, did you get summer ready or are you still holding out?
I got summer ready before that last snowstorm.
Eh? Oh, you did?
Oh!
Because there was
I was all for it. And I got my gazebo up. I got a patio heater now. I got lights. I got everything.
And then it snowed.
And then you got snow.
and then the top of my gazebo ripped a little bit.
Oh, hey, man.
All right.
It happens.
It looks good, and that's all that matters.
That is all that
Hell
matters.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, man.
Yep,
he went and started his up, too.
Mm-hmm.
One more call to 799-1037. Good morning, Kiss FM. Good morning. Who's this?
Nathan?
Nathan. All dudes this morning. Did you get the jump start on your yard for summer or no?
Oh, yes. Came home from work yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And the wife decided to take our Christmas tree down.
You still had your Christmas tree up?
Yeah.
Wait, what is your name?
Nathan.
Nathan, because I swear to God, my girlfriend's mother-in-law, which sounds weird to say, my girlfriend's mother-in-law just had to take her Christmas tree down yesterday because her husband was like, it's time for the damn tree to come down.
Well, Nathan has said it like he's upset with her for doing that. Were you holding out on principle?
Kind of.
So you don't even care. Like, not the Christmas spirit. Just let me keep my tree.
At least she did it, and you didn't have to deal with it anymore. Good Lord. Thanks for calling, man.
See?
We
got another text to 71037. I did not, but my neighbor raked their yard, so I pulled out the rocker and watched them.
There you go.
Somebody had a beer in hand just watching the neighbors do it.
Right? Yeah, maybe it'll happen this week, maybe. But I was I'm gun shy, you know?
Oh, man.
Just had snow on the ground a week ago.
The minute that you do it, you know it's going to get screwed.
I know.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Do you remember maybe a month or so ago? Actually, it was back in January. This woman that was texting a man 159,000 times after she went on one date with him.
Yeah, a little excessive. I remember
159,000 times after one date, and then showed up at his house unannounced when he wasn't there.
You can't do that.
You can't do those things. So she was arrested. And they offered her a deal, and they said, look, we'll give you time served if you'll do 10 years of probation and offer to, you know, promise to do some mental health stuff and get your mind right. And she said, no, I don't want that. I want to take this to trial with a jury, and I think that they're going to say that I'm not supposed to be in jail. She doesn't understand why she's in jail for sending 159,000 text messages to one guy.
Okay, so they offered her mental health help.
Uh-huh.
She said
and
no.
And 10 years probation. She said no. They talked to some other mental health professionals. They're making all this up. She goes, this is going to be the silliest case ever. There's no way I can be found guilty of this.
I just hope that if and when she's found guilty, they don't just throw her in the slammer. They give her the mental health that she clearly
not
needs.
Not just make her worse and add on to the problem, though.
Yeah. Oh.
But still, 159,000 texts, way too many to send, all right?
I mean,
we all agree on that?
Okay, call me crazy. I think that's a bit excessive.
Yes.
Just
and not
a
to use the word
bit.
Crazy in an insensitive form at all. No.
Very true. Very true.
Hopefully she gets the help that she needs, but yes.
Oof.
She'll be going back to trial. Luckily, that's in Phoenix and not anywhere near here.
Okay.
So,
all right,
yes,
good.
There we go.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie's out today. She's back tomorrow. So, what happened now? What's this?
Bro.
Alleged publicity stunt?
When it comes to celebrity breakups, celebrity divorces, does it get any dirtier, filthier, creepier, and weirder than has been the case with J-Well from Jersey Shore and her husband, Roger? I mean, she called him an abuser. He put out a bunch of videos saying he wasn't an abuser. They've gone back and forth publicly, and I'm sure it's been 50 times worse privately. And now, the big news.
These are the couple that says they had the video of him, like he was running camera and they were yelling at each other and he like pushed her or something or knocked her down.
They had like a nanny cam, like one of those ring cams, I believe it's called, in like the corner of their house. And that caught him pushing a female who was allegedly J-Wow. I don't want to say, because I know he's listening.
Right.
I don't want to get sued here.
Right.
But.
Okay. So they've had a history.
They've had a huge
domestic
history.
Disturbances. Okay, go ahead.
One thing could bring them back together, even if for one day only, and that would be when the Lord is risen, okay? Because J-Wow and Roger, yesterday on Easter Sunday, were hanging out with their kids, having an Easter egg hunt with their 4-year-old daughter, their 2-year-old son, Grayson, looking like a normal, happy, I mean, as normal as you can look with J-Wow.
They're trying to co-parent as best as they can.
Yeah, and they look super happy. There's a photo J-Wow posted online where... Okay, her face just looks off. Her face, it's looked off for the entire series. It looks really weird in this photo, but they look like a happy family. Check this picture out, Riggs. We'll post it on Kiss's Facebook page. They're sitting in front. They got their Easter eggs. They're a happy family. They look super happy.
I know what that looks.
Oh, what's that look, Riggs?
That's Botox, bro.
Oh, no.
Dude, that's Botox, bro.
That looks
that's what
like
that is.
Botox with cheek implants, a new nose, some lips, an eyebrow lift, and an eyebrow
But she didn't need
lower.
It. She was pretty before she had all that stuff done.
Yes, she was.
She was.
She could have done without the hair extension she had in season one, but that's besides the point, okay?
So are you thinking this is a publicity stunt, or are they really just getting along and being co-parents and showing that we can be together on a holiday like Easter?
I don't know. I have so many thoughts, because this makes me think maybe the whole story from the beginning was a giant publicity stunt, because Roger said, my side's going to come out publicly, and J-Wow said, my side's going to come out publicly, and then they were both, like, it's been quiet since then.
Neither side's come out publicly?
Which leads me, I'm like, okay, are there lawyers saying shut the hell up, or did they not get as much publicity as they thought they would get from that, so now they're like, let's see what's next, let's put out the happy family vibe.
Yeah, but you can't fake abuse. I mean, if they're doing that, they're not doing that, are they?
No. I don't think they're faking that part.
Okay, good.
No. And I mean, she did have the temporary restraining order against him. He was taken out of the house. So
okay.
Maybe I just talked myself back into believing it. I don't yes. know. I don't come from a place in Jersey, especially like these two, where two people, a mother and a father, can hate, and maybe I'm speaking from experience here, can hate each other yeah. so much and bash each other so much, and then they can't just sit together with a nice family photo.
You
like,
can on Easter Sunday when he's risen, bro.
You know what?
When there's candy involved.
Yes, but like anywhere else but Jersey. I'm telling you, I'm thinking if this is all real deal, this photo got snapped and then she was like, screw you. And he was like, I hate you. And they walked their separate ways.
Take the picture, do it for the kids.
Mm-hmm,
that's what I think they just did it for the kids.
Because she's even dating again. JWoww's dating.
She is?
So she's like back up on the old horse saying she's happy with herself. She's moved on
with
her life.
Aren't they still married?
Legally, yes. But my girlfriend is still legally married to her husband.
Oh,
and I live
God,
with her for Christ's
right.
sake. Did I just say that out loud?
Yeah, you did.
I'm going to press the button and go hide. All right, bye.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Wait, what?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind. And now, missed connections.
From Craigslist.
Craigslist.
Hello, girl. Hey, girl.
That was a baseball type hello, girl. Didn't really work the way I wanted it to.
Baseball specific?
I guess, yes. This one happened at Miller Park over the weekend.
Oh.
It's a male for a female, man for a woman. He says, you were sitting in section 209, row 4, I believe.
Jeez.
So, ladies,
specific.
Check your tickets, ladies. This could be your man. He said, you had dark hair, dark eyes, nails with no color, but looked like they were done, and you were very tan as well. Wearing a brewer's cap, blue jean jacket, no ring, and you kept spelling your drink all over the people in front of you. Sounds like something I'd do.
Yeah, right?
You were sitting with I Would Believe Your Dad.
Wait.
You were sitting with I Would Believe Your Dad. So he thinks he's with her dad. We exchanged a couple of looks, and I was hoping that we would leave at the same time, but you left before me. Please get back to me if you read this. Would love to meet outside the ballpark. So the girl was at a baseball game with her dad, and he was hoping to move in on the action.
Bro, can you not let a mother-daughter moment happen without some creepy son of a biscuit?
It's a father-daughter moment. It's okay. It's all right, though.
I
so
have
if
no
this
words.
Was you, maybe you were with your dad and you were bored and you were locking eyes with this guy. If that was you, find this creepo on Craigslist and maybe you two will be a match made in heaven. Probably not, though.
No, I don't think so.
103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Time now for Hell to the Gnaw.
Hell no.
The look that I'm getting from Givens, I want you to start with Hell to the Knob. By the way, you can call 799-1037 or you can text to 71037. What
Riggs,
happened?
Riggs,
yes.
One of the great parts of our job, and I'm sure you'll agree here,
sure.
is getting recognized by people out in public. When they stop us and they say, I love the show, you guys are great, right? It's an awesome thing, right?
It is cool, yeah.
So it's Saturday. And I'm in line to get pictures with the Easter Bunny with my girlfriend and her two kids, right?
Uh-huh.
There's a family in front of us. There's a father, a mother. They got a son in a John Cena shirt. So I'm already loving the family. They got two younger kids, right?
Yeah.
So they go and they take their turn. And we go after them and we take our turn. And we're doing crafts afterwards. And the father goes, hey, Gibbons. And I'm like, all right, awesome. This guy likes the show. He goes, love the show. Just got a question for you.
Yeah.
And I go, what's that? And he goes, are you here buying your girlfriend a new iPad to make up for the one you lost?
Oh! Yes!
Not only...
I love this guy.
Not only...
Yes.
...did I tell him, hell no, I'm not.
Right.
I thanked him for reopening the scab that just started to heal up. And he brings it right up. Great
hell no,
guy.
Man.
Awesome family. Great dude. I hope you're listening now. Thank you for listening. But man, you opened up a fresh wound.
In fact, I would like to invite anytime you see one of us out in public, please come up and ask Gibbons about the broken iPad. 100%,
no!
Please.
No.
See?
No.
Please do that. Yes.
No.
Also, text us 71037. Oh, it's like, oh, last night I went to fire up the grill, right? I went to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Picked up the steak.
Uh-huh.
Got a good-looking one and brought it back.
Yeah.
Took the cover off the grill.
Uh-huh.
Scraped it off. A little bit of that winter dust on the inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
Went to fire it up. Empty propane tank.
Hold on.
Yeah. I didn't think about that before I left. So I had to go back out and get a new one and then bring it back. Well, exchange, obviously. I'm not gonna buy a new propane tank. I know I should have checked before I left.
No, correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm damn certain I'm right here. This isn't the first or the second or maybe even the third time this has happened to you.
Right.
This is a thing.
It is a thing. But this is the first one of the season, so I'll give myself maybe a pass. But
No. There's no pass. There's no
pass. It should have been the first thing.
Exactly.
It's the first one of the winter.
Well,
the first one after the winter.
Well, let's see. It's the first one of the winter.
First one after.
I'm not going to check. No, come on, dude. Be smart.
799-1037. You can also text to 71037. Somebody texted. They said, I feel like I listened to you guys just have sex when we were on the roller coaster together.
Well, you kind of did.
We may have.
We got another text to 71037 that yes. I got to let somebody know that the real deal, we're live right now.
Yes.
Oh, they're talking about our Saturday show. We do a show here on Saturday morning, yes. 6 to 10, where we play like the best of clips of the week.
It's for the people that don't get to listen all the time, mm-hmm. like you, that are listening every morning.
And somebody had tuned in and heard me talking about the broken iPad that I now just brought up that I'm now talking about again.
Yes. We got another text to 71037. Went to the dog park on Saturday, lost my credit card, walked the whole park and didn't find it. Oh. That's the worst.
Yikes.
799-1037. Oh, and go ahead.
Did you see this other text to 71037?
No, I'm gonna let you read that one.
When you're not sure what you're gonna be offered a job, you end up getting the offer for the job, but they offer you $4,000 less than what was advertised. Not a good luck.
Thank for your texts. Thank for your calls to 799-1037. Hell to the no.
Mm-hmm. Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. All right, Gibbons the Great walks into the studio with 34 wins. Well, they've been beaten about 7 times. You think you can stump him? We play every morning around 8:20 or so. 799-1037. Just think of somebody famous and Gibbons the Great can guess who you're thinking of. Come on to the studio, dude.
Hello. I'm over here loving my life and everything about it.
I bet you are until you lose to this one right here.
Oh, me not losing to whatever bumble clutch you got on the line.
Hey, who is this on the phone?
Dave,
you ready to stump Gibbons the Great this morning?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's do this.
Dave's not here. It's me, Dave. Open up. I got the stuff. There's 11 people laughing that get the joke. It's a Cheech and Chong reference. Okay, but we're not going to talk about that right now. All right, David, are you thinking of a male much like yourself?
No.
Could this be somebody that really exists?
Yes.
Perhaps you're thinking of someone whose age is more than 20 years old?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
Does this person maybe have children of their own?
No.
Could you have on your mind somebody who has recorded any albums before?
Yes.
Is this someone who is in a group?
No.
Could you have on your mind a character who is originally from a TV show?
No.
Are you thinking of a white person?
No.
Is this character that you're thinking of someone who speaks Spanish?
Yes.
Has the person on your mind already passed away?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Me got it here. Let me clear up my crystal ball because I want to make sure. You'll be thinking of one of the greatest of all the times who was gone too soon, and that be Miss Selena.
Yes.
Selena Quintanilla Perez.
Have
you seen the movie?
R.I.P.
I have seen the movie.
Once I saw Jennifer Lopez, I couldn't unsee her as Selena because she's a dead ringer.
Oh, exactly. That's what made her career.
I know.
You can't be saying dead ringer about somebody who passed away so tragically, you bumbaclot.
I just did. She was a dead ringer for Selena.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yes, Selena's who he was thinking of this morning. Way to go, Gibbs. Yeah. Great. Another victory.
All right, Dave, you bumbaclot.
Thanks, Dave.
Bye.
We play every morning around the same time. You think you can stump him? Think of somebody famous. 799-1037.
Making
what?
A dead ringer joke about J-Lo
what?
And Selena.
Okay. They're a spitting image of one another. Is that better?
That's a little bit. But all now right, you're talking about them spitting. What is wrong? What's this with you,
you're the
man?
One. Get your mind out of the gutter, Gibbons the Great. Okay. Shut up.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Show number 643 is in the books. Gibbons, did you learn anything on the show this morning?
Riggs, yeah. I learned on the show this morning that a story I waited all weekend for and that I swear to God I heard from people about, oh, I can't wait to hear about it Monday morning. Yeah. We're all excited to hear about. Yeah. your adult Easter egg hunt that you were having in your neighborhood, and that your son of a biscuit stupid neighbors went and called the whole damn thing off.
We're not going to do it now. We just think it's going to be too much work. I was like, it's the day of.
Hold on.
What do you mean too much work? Briggs. They just put the bottles. They don't even need to put the bottles in eggs. Just put the bottles in. You know what? Put the bottles on the counter and I'll find them there.
This is my fault. I literally in this moment talking through it, I just realized it's my fault that
Why?
The Easter egg hunt didn't happen.
Why?
The adult Easter egg hunt. Because I went here on the air and said it was going to go so bad that you were going to have to sell your house. That something was going to go so wrong, you were going to be out
That's
of the neighborhood.
Right.
And somebody was listening
that
and was like,
right.
We got to cancel. This Riggs guy is a savage. We can't have them around our neighborhood.
I blame you now.
You know what? Wait a minute. What did you end up doing Saturday night?
I ended up going out to a bar with my wife and watching the Bucks game.
Oh, so you went out to a bar. You know what I guarantee happened in your neighborhood while you were gone?
What, they had the whole party while I was gone?
I bet. Don't you curse. No, we can't do that. We're on the radio.
I bet they did, too.
I bet you they did.
And didn't invite us?
That all just went through my head. Oh, my God.
Now I have all new unwarranted beef with my neighbors.
I know what you're bringing up at the next neighborhood meeting. Yeah. I know what you're bringing up.
Yes.
Man.
Where were you on the night of April 20th?
Where were you?
Or they just had a 420 party.
Yeah, right. I mean, I don't
they do.
Know. What'd you learn this morning, Riggs?
I learned something about you. I learned that today is D-Day for Gibbons.
Yes,
He's had some issues with his car, and he's taking it out to get looked at today, and it's either going to cost him an arm and a leg to get it fixed, or he's going to spend that arm and his leg on a new car. Maybe not spend an arm and a leg, but... You're going to crap or get off the pot. You're in the same position I was in about 2 months ago, pretty much.
And since
you have a car with problems that you've paid off, you don't want to have payments because you enjoy having no payments.
Absolutely.
You're fine with the car that you have.
Yep.
You don't want to take on the responsibility, the financial responsibility of a new vehicle, but sometimes you have to bite the bullet. So you're in that decision phase right now. You'll find out today. It's D-Day for you, Gibbons.
And in the last hour, my girlfriend has shown me a car that is outside of my price range.
But as
everything that we need, so if I end up needing a new car, I probably know exactly where I'm going and exactly what I'm getting, and I'm going to just wind up probably getting a new car.
Well, that's good, but you know what you're going for. Don't just go there all willy-nilly.
I'm going to walk in
and be like, hey, what do you got in the car department? And then they're going to be like, ooh, look at this little,
lemming
here.
No. When I go into a car dealership, I know what I'm looking for. I know I'm not paying full price. And I know that you, the car salesman across the way, I know you're listening. You're trying to screw me. You ain't screwing me. I'm the screwer here, buddy, okay? Nobody gets screwed.
I might get screwed. Yeah, right. Get up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.